B-Pod Studios.
His name is Yuri Klitschko, and he is the president of See Ukraine Now, Sightseeing and Tourism. Mr. Klitschko, are you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Thank you, Mr. Klitschko. Thank you for joining us. You are the president and owner of See Ukraine Now, Sightseeing and Tourism. Are you, in fact, are Ukrainian? Are you not, sir?
Absolute. 100%. Actually is the official title. With the tourism in Kiev, because my predecessor was taken out and disemboweled, eviscerated, I think.
Disemboweled and eviscerated. Your predecessor?
I speak good English, but I don't, what word you say, eviscerated, disemboweled.
Wow. Now, sir, we get the picture.
So that's how I get the job, because you know that Yuri also private sector entrepreneur businessman.
Okay. Yeah, I know you're a businessman.
But also I do from my heart for Ukraine.
Okay. Okay. Where you're in the United States now, though, are you not, sir?
No.
No. Where are you?
Can I come like a guest?
Come like a guest? Are you, sir, Mr.
Yes.
Yuri Klitschko, president of See Ukraine Now, Sightseeing and Tourism. Look, where are you? Where do you live right now?
Why do you think I am a USA?
Why do I think you're where? USA?
USA.
Because you arrange trips for American citizens, do you not, sir, to visit Ukraine?
Yeah. Come.
Are you saying, Mr. Klitschko, that it is safe for Americans to go on tours and sightseeing in the Ukraine right now, and they don't need to fear what's going on with the Russian army, Putin, and the rebels?
Oh, come on, Jack.
My name's Stan.
Come on, guy.
Stan, S-T-A-N.
Don't believe everything they show the picture in the book. Huh?
Don't believe. There's people dying in the Ukraine right now.
As I just say, don't believe just the picture from the book. You take it from Yuri, huh?
Yuri. All right. I'll play along, Yuri, here.
By the way.
Yes, sir, Yuri.
You think I am in U.S. today?
I would think that I would, if I wanted to book a sightseeing trip of the Ukraine, I would go to the local, your local office that would be here in the United States to book my trip, and I'd have a nice flight out, and you'd have people as guides, and
why?
Why? What?
Why? I arrange. The transport.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I arrange transport. Airplane.
Airfare. A jet.
I arrange. I arrange.
Yes. What do you arrange?
I arrange transport.
Okay.
Both.
Airplane.
Airplane.
Airplane. Tour bus. Tour bus. Hotel.
Truck.
Truck.
Boat.
Truck boat.
Or taxi cab.
Taxi. Look, Yuri. I want to know. Answer this for me. I'm planning a trip, and I think I might want to go and visit some old Eastern Bloc countries like the Ukraine and enjoy myself over there. First of all, do I need a visa? What?
You hold on right there. Who do you think you talk to? I am not a Slovenian. I am not Belarus, okay? I'm not Romania.
You're Ukraine.
This is Ukraine. This is where Ukraine girls really knock me out. I leave the best behind.
Do I need a visa?
The Ukraine is not old Eastern Bloc. We like sunglasses and blue jeans.
Okay, that's great. You got Russia in your country right now.
No. They are only in the Crimea.
Right, which is south by the Black Sea, which is close to them. So I would go what, to like Kiev?
You go, and we have, you know what? One thing, you come to Kiev, you come see Yuri. Okay,
so you're in Kiev at your office there. I go visit you in Kiev.
Yes, as my guest, okay? Wow. I am big man in new government.
You're big man in new government. I don't know that. I don't know. Look, where did
my
you...
My predecessor was eviscerated.
I understand that. Look, Yuri, if I wanted to go to the Ukraine, first of all, do I need a visa?
I think I do. Credit card?
Yeah, I got credit, but I need a visa. I got credit. Yes. Yeah. You mean to tell me you
also,
can...
Also, MasterCard. Yes.
MasterCard. All right. So, with just a MasterCard, I don't need a visa.
Before you come in with a credit card, which is welcome, you have to get papers to come in the country.
That's a visa.
No.
No?
That is your papers.
And what will they say?
They, when you come on the checkpoint, okay?
Checkpoint? I thought I'm flying into the Ukraine.
First you see the barbed wire and the dogs and the man.
And the man. I'm going on vacation. It sounds like I'm going into a concentration camp.
They come up to you and go, hey, where you think you go? You go, hey, I am US of A. Then let me see your papers.
Right.
Here you go.
Right.
You sure they are who you say you are from US of A? Yes, these are my papers. I go to Kiev to meet Yuri.
Yuri Klitschko.
Okay, have a good day. You go now.
Oh, they'll just let me go. No visa. Unless, just credit cards and my papers.
Unless you have something when they search the trunk, if you have a drug, no.
How am I going to have something to search the trunk? I'm getting off a plane, and I'm saying, take me to Yuri Klitschko. He's got my trip all planned. You put me in a nice hotel?
An ice hotel?
Nice, N-I-C-E. That's an English word for nice. Nice, N-I-S-N-I. You know what I mean.
It's not so cold as they make it.
Nice, not ice, nice. Nice hotel. And what about food?
You refer to lodging.
Lodging, yes. So I'm taking care of transportation and lodging. And I would stay what, at like a 4 or 5 star hotel?
Well, you find, when I find for you innkeeper.
Innkeeper. You'll find me an innkeeper. Look, is it safe to go to Ukraine?
No. Not just any innkeeper.
Innkeeper.
Only the best from Yuri.
If only the best. I should put my complete faith in you.
And I guarantee you come first by transport on the plane.
Right. And then on the truck.
And then on the truck through the checkpoint.
Right.
Then you come to Yuri's house.
Your house?
Then Yuri will take you to meet the innkeeper where you pay the tax.
Pay the tax?
And then once that has been done, you take currency, and you give it to the innkeeper. He give you a good table close to fireplace, and then you have best chicken dinner of your life. World famous.
World.
You've heard about chicken, right?
Well, I've had chicken.
But have you ever had the chicken in the Kiev?
No, that's very, very famous.
Yes.
Chicken Kiev.
Good chicken dinner.
Yeah, what is that? Describe to our listeners who may be playing, what's in chicken Kiev? How is that prepared?
It's very famous, chicken Kiev.
Yeah, how's that prepared? You got chicken. What else is in that?
I don't know. I am not a woman, nor a chef.
Glad I could get a lot of information out of Yuri Klitschko.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. Oh,
The Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. This is the Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And I got great news.
Well, we're in a cool, dark place on a hot day, so we got that going for us.
Got great news.
Are you kidding?
Phones are working. Now.
You mean like they worked yesterday or
yet.
Like they work on a good day?
See, I get bits and pieces of information.
I heard somebody come up to you and go, "Yo, I called the phone company."
Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said something's wrong with it.
Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then when he was done talking to you, he goes, "Oh, hey, Haney."
Mother. No, that's just added. That's another piece of the information. Here's the deal.
I don't understand that hip-hop talk.
It's the thing. You know what else is the thing now? And I saw the same person doing it. We used to call them dorks and nerds, but to take a button-down shirt and button it all the way up to the top collar, like this.
Well, that's, I guess, considered appropriate if you're in a Latino gang, isn't it?
I don't know!
I don't think it's okay for normal people.
He said that's the style in Cali. Mother.
Yeah, that always follows.
I digress. So yesterday, as we're trying to play a game, the phones are completely dead. Junior started fumbling around and calling.
And you lost all motivation.
I did. I mean, what are you going to do with that? So, Mr. Callie there and the engineer.
Mother.
Got to work on the thing. And Richard went and contacted the phone company because it wasn't on our end. And come to find out, here's what I understand, and why we're actually kind of lucky today.
What?
Well, I'll explain. Because today could have been a hell day, too. Still might be, but I don't know yet.
And so you're celebrating the off chance that it won't be.
Yes.
You've always been a gambler at heart.
Yes, the phone company checked. The phone company said, Let us take a look.
Let us take a look, mother.
Yeah, let us pull the LUDs, mother. And come to find out that their system...
What? Has mother become like a courtesy now?
I don't know.
Please hold, mother.
Yeah, please. Your call is important to us, mother. So
that's the way it's going. It's going to lose all meaning.
So... The phone company looks at our phone lines coming in here to Broadcast House, well, Studio 1A, and looks at, and here's what they say, because the chief engineer called the phone company. Well, let us look at your lines right now. He looks at them, a little pause. What the? They're not working. They're broken. Well, yeah, we know they're they were completely shut off. They had to
pay the...
Yeah, pay the bill, mother. No, the bill's paid. Ours is paid.
Dear Beasley Broadcasting, where my money, bitch? Sincerely.
Yeah, our bill's paid. I was told ours was paid like 6 months in advance. It was the other radio stations that had problems. So they looked at it and they said the system on their end completely shut down. They had to reprogram the entire phone system for in here. Now, I'm not talking in the building. I'm talking
worldwide
at the phone store.
Mother.
Mother.
I bet you it's those Chinese seeds.
So.
The Chinaman's fault somehow.
By the way, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. When Mark Haney warned all of Southwest Florida, including Junior over there, and including the digital program director, Marvin, TikTok.
Oh, it's the TRICOM.
Yesterday,
CCCP.
Yesterday, Joe Biden's people asked him to remove TikTok from anything in his network.
And he took all the clocks down.
Yep, mother.
Threw the watches in a barrel.
And Trump today said, watch out for TikTok, that there's evidence, as you heard here first, that it's a China thing and they're using it to spy. They're just trying to
be precautious
about it, where they told the Biden camp, take everything off about TikTok. This was yesterday. And then told Trump told everybody today, don't use the TikTok.
As many times as it's come out months later after I tell you something, I am mocked severely when I tell the truth.
You heard it here. Now, at any rate, back to the...
So, I told you years ago that social media was evil.
Pure evil. So the phone company calls the chief engineer back and says, says, we have to reprogram your entire phone system back again.
Somehow, I'm picturing this, the colors have changed, but we've become part of the set of the movie Idiocracy. phone don't work.
They said, don't worry about this phone company. Said, don't worry about it. Phones will be back as good as new at 5 p.m. today.
My man.
Lo and behold, about 12:30, 1 o'clock, they came back. So their work, as far as I know, I asked Richard, the engineer, I said, could this be that they're just tweaking the system? They throw it all
back
on.
No, they had to reprogram it.
And make sure it was reprogrammed right, and then they shut it down again to do a whole reboot or something.
No, they had to reprogram.
They had to reprogram everything. It was completely gone. So it should be working.
Now, as far as the seeds, they think they figured it out.
I know they did. Yep.
But I wouldn't plant them.
Me neither. Well, evidently, a lot of people did.
Because they're all different seeds.
Yeah. Because
you see the pictures, they're not the same.
No, some are little black ones, some look like sunflower seeds.
And I'm really good at that, because I take cognitive tests constantly.
Yeah.
And they go, are these seeds the same? And I go, not today, boys.
Yeah.
No, they're different.
Person, woman, man, what?
Television.
I got to get my hat.
is Fauci a legitimate answer? That's a Fauci.
we'll be back. Or Stan and Haney, mother. And we'll have the grab bag when we come back.
My man.
Mother.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Can't stand that. Hi, everybody.
And you know what?
There's nothing. I hate worse.
And you know what's going to happen?
What?
Where do you think that peel's going?
In a garbage pail.
Yeah. And how long do you think it'll sit there and ripen?
There's nothing worse to me.
We got a producer.
Than the smell of a banana.
Who is eating a banana like a monkey.
Yep.
I'm telling you, monkeys are taking over.
Jeez, what the hell are you doing?
That's another thing people think I'm joking about.
Nope, we saw that.
What's wrong with eating a banana?
Let me ask you this right now.
Yeah.
At work?
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
Where's the peel?
It's right next to me.
In a garbage pail.
No, it's in a plastic bag.
Junior, when are you supposed to report to work?
1 p.m.
And when are you free to leave?
After the show, around 6.
Mm-hmm. Is that overly restrictive as far as you can't go 5 hours without some sort
of
eating, sustenance?
No,
I need like
face.
I need a snack.
Do you need a nap too? Or?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what the breaks are for.
Bring your nap blanket in so you can lie on the floor like a kindergartner.
it's a different
world.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Because he is a perfectly serviceable.
Yes.
Young white male.
Yes.
But he does have that mentality where it's like a preschool or a daycare.
They're just snacks.
Yeah, they're just snacks.
I also have some cashews, too. Yeah. I'm going to dip into a little bit.
And he's got a Ziploc bag of Fruit Loops to go along with. Yeah,
yep. You got a juicy
some Gushers.
You need a juicy juice, do you? Juice box?
Jesus.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
You want me to turn on some cartoons for you?
Yeah. That'd be great.
You want to see SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Bravo?
Yeah.
What's happened to us?
Grab bag. Brought to you by and the Peter Mug North.
And you know what, Junior? Don't think we're happy about this. Yeah. We never wanted to be the adults.
No.
But my God, somebody has to.
Jeez. I think 3 o'clock, Dexter's Laboratory on 4th.
What the hell?
Watch how good he is, Stan. Watch this. Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Where in the world is...
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
He doesn't like the education.
Is that Carmen Sandiego? Something like that.
Hey.
Well, he does better with reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
Because he's from Star Trek.
Yeah. Star Trek. Hey, guys. Do you have unnecessary back hair? Do your friends see you shirtless and ask if you're wearing a mohair sweater?
Well, how would you know?
Well, now, there's help.
Are you a fat, hairy pig who loves to hang out at the pool and stare at young women behind your mirrored sunglasses? When you sit down in the hot tub, does it look like you're stuck in a bowl of seaweed? Then you, my friend, need Bob's Back Wax, the only hair removal system guaranteed to make you at least 50% less disgusting or your money back. At Bob's, we specialize in big, rug-like gorilla backs, the kind of guys who look like they've got afros growing from their shoulders. We use only heavy-duty weed whackers to rip the hair out by the roots, giving you at least a month before you once again become a human Bigfoot. And at Bob's Back Wax, all our employees are hot chicks and thongs, trained to act like you aren't the revolting side of hair beef you really are. So come on in to Bob's Back Wax. Trust me, the guy who cleans the pool drain will thank you for it.
Yep. I had, I shouldn't say I had. My mom had a friend. I was an adult when this was going on, and I would visit her. My mom had a friend whose husband was literally covered in hair.
Was he a nice guy?
Nice guy. Had to
so everybody overlooked it?
He kind of.
Pretended like it wasn't there?
Everybody. He had to actually find a place in his neck where he could stop shaving and let the hair begin. You've seen him. Where you got to find
a
place
to stop.
It's got
like a DMZ.
Yes. And she used to come over to my mom's house and talk about...
Complain about it?
Yes. She said, I have to every morning... vacuum the bed. There was so much hair in the bed.
He sheds.
Yep. We got a little Way Back Wednesday for you. Do you remember the Got Milk campaign? Where, you know, it was always, got milk?
Yeah.
Here's one.
Usually involved, it got very racy towards the end of that campaign.
Well, this one is how it kind of started. Where the guy is... eating a peanut butter sandwich, and he gets called on by the radio station for the $10,000 winning word.
Uh-huh.
And this is how it went. How many remember this?
And that was the Vienna Wood Dance in D, one of my all-time favorites. And now let's make that random call with today's $10,000 question. It's a tough one. Who shot Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel? All right, let's go to the phones and see who's out there.
Hello?
Hello, for $10,000, who shot... Excuse me?
Hold on, let me get some milk.
No milk.
I'm afraid your time is almost up. I'm sorry, maybe next time.
Got milk.
That was like your spiritual forefather there to running the radio contest.
That was it, man.
Because you could damn well hear that he was saying Aaron Burr, but they ignored him.
Yep. I don't quite understand that.
And he took delight in that.
Yep. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm thinking about a second career making political commercials.
Yes.
I don't care. I'll do them for both parties.
Sure.
But I was thinking about one because Nadler was so much on my mind. And you know how you can probably visually picture the whole thing just the way I intend it. Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, the Democrats are a problem. But there's an even bigger problem. And then quick cut to Fat Jerry eating a sandwich. There's a bigger problem.
Jerry Nadler.
Jerry, stop eating. Show a little pride.
Oh, everybody, I'd like everybody to wish Ann Medford a happy birthday. Ann Medford is still working as a Chick-fil-A employee at the age of 90.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Why?
I don't know. Chick-fil-A did a drive-by birthday party for 90-year-old employee Ann Medford. She lives in Texas. She had to take 6 weeks off to stay at home because she's high risk at 90. But she's so thrilled that all of the gang at
Chick-fil-A... Well, they're all nice people.
Every one of them are.
They have to be.
Yep. Hold on. You got a problem with the people at Chick-fil-A?
I mean, how do you know that every employee is
I'll
a nice employee?
Why. I'll tell you why. You know what?
I've known a couple employees that aren't that great.
They are very...
Were they in uniform when they weren't that great?
They were not in uniform.
Then STFU.
Oh, okay. So every Chick-fil-A employee GTFO. Is an angel.
Every Chick... You know what? You want to have a great restaurant and drive-thru experience, go to a Chick-fil-A. They're polite.
When's the last time anybody said to you, my pleasure, sir?
Yep. You'll get that at Chick-fil-A.
Could I have
when they're in uniform.
Can I have an extra spork? Absolutely. Yep. My pleasure, sir.
Best drive-thru and restaurant experience in the fast food business. Period.
That's a well-known fact.
Yep. Well, here they all are celebrating Ann Milford's 90th.
Medford.
Medford.
Milford? That's a whole different thing.
Both are wrong. Ann Mefford.
That's what you said the first time, right?
M-E-F-O-R-D.
I could have sworn I heard Medford and then Milford.
I'm 9 years old. We'll be Tuesday.
She started getting a little depressed that she didn't think we were going to be able to do anything. So we kind of got with some people. We talked to OPD, Odessa Fire Department, and we thought,
nice
hey,
people.
Let's do All a
nice.
Big fun drive-by. We'll have a little party before. So Anne is just the sweetest, friendliest person you will ever meet. She talks to every single person that enters our dining room.
I'm so glad to see them all. Makes me feel really loved.
Happy birthday. Isn't that nice?
It is.
You imagine anything like that ever coming from Beasley?
No. Oh, jeez. No. They don't know it's your birthday here. Corporate used to until they got new computers and it wouldn't pop up.
You know what? I think we may have discovered the one secret solution that could make me happy for the rest of my life.
What's that?
I just need a rotating staff of Chick-fil-A people to help me out. You know, when I come home for dinner?
Yeah.
All ready. And I go, oh, you shouldn't have gone to all this trouble. No, I insist, sir.
My pleasure.
Yeah. My goodness, I don't think I've ever seen the house look this clean. Oh, sir, think nothing of it.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I guess hire them.
No, but you got to be like evil rich to afford that.
Yes, and you got to make sure they're in uniform.
All I can afford is Junior, you know, promising eventually someday to clean out my garage.
Yeah. All right, Junior, it's back ordered, okay? It's back ordered. Jeez.
You know what? I don't want to say he doesn't mean well, but
he doesn't.
Hates to follow through.
Yes, that's his middle name. Junior Follow Through.
I'll believe it when I see it.
What does that mean? What? My garage? Is that what he's talking about?
He's seen it enough
Your
times.
Clean garage. My finance piece of gear.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Do you see what I deal with? Yeah,
well, you brought it on yourself.
Because, like that texter, I keep going back to. Yeah. I don't know who that person was.
But nailed you.
But they're very intuitive for dopes.
Yep.
And I gotta do something about that soft spot for dopes.
Because if that whole scenario and he came to me about it, you know what? I'd end it quick. No. Mother.
You wouldn't do that for him?
No. No, I would not. A skydiver.
Is there something wrong with me?
Yes.
Junior, is there something wrong with me?
No, he ain't going to admit that.
There's nothing wrong with you. You keep getting better and better.
Can you work on my pleasure, sir?
I'm not going to do that.
No,
no, of course you're not.
Bigger piece of equipment.
I'm grateful.
Yeah. A skydiver in Vermont recently lost his prosthetic leg when it fell off in midair.
It happens. Okay?
He says,
nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
He says he didn't even realize it was gone at first until he landed and wasn't sure he'd ever find it again. He posted it, the missing leg on Facebook and asked people in the area to keep an eye out.
Well, what was he doing skydiving anyway?
Still can do it. A random farmer found the leg.
We love our farmers, don't we?
We sure do.
I think my adrenaline was so high and I was just so excited I didn't even realize that I had lost it.
He's very grateful that we were able to find it without running it over with a machine or something this fall during harvest.
Combine. Or
God
something.
Forbid, the combine sucked it up and it would have destroyed it.
It was just such a positive experience. I can't thank everybody enough, especially Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Joe the farmer.
You know, I hear stories like this. Oh my God, the one-legged man lost his artificial limb while skydiving. Oh my God, what are the odds that could happen? Then I saw in the Daily Mail, oh my God, what a tragedy. 63-year-old grandmother attacked by great white shark on the Great Barrier Reef off the coast of Australia.
Yes.
Well, what the...
Did you hear about the woman in Maine that was attacked by the great white?
I don't know about that.
Killed.
But is it only me that reads 63-year-old grandmother going for a swim on the Great Barrier Reef might not be the best idea?
Well, she's still into exercise.
Was. What possible thrill would be worth that risk?
Just to say, remember the Andy Griffith show where all Aunt B wanted to do was solo on a plane?
God. It's like I'd be willing to, you know, skydive with one leg and swim the Great Barrier Reef. I would do that, but that would be in exchange for something like One Night with Phoebe Cates.
Oh. A YouTuber posted a video of himself knocking on doors by drumming the beat to different songs.
Why?
He's a drummer, but he did this on knocking on doors. Here in succession are We Will Rock You, When the Levee Breaks, In the Air Tonight, Hot for Teacher, YYZ, and Wipeout. He thinks he's good. These are all just knocking on doors. He does the, like Anton Figg did for us in the studio, the intros.
See, drummers... And they can be Anton Figg, one of the best drummers in the world, but they think that they're going to impress you because in their head, they're hearing the music, you know, full orchestra, full band, but all you're hearing is drumsticks.
Like this.
And you go, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, here you go.
That's fine.
Here you go.
And you need a $700 machine for this? That Hot for Teacher?
Yes.
That sounds like a tap dancing horse.
Yeah, doesn't it? It does. So that's Wipeout.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you know, because all you hear is drumming.
I like that at the end. That's enough.
Yep. All right. I'm going to leave this.
That's
up.
You know, that's what all of this is about, the garage and all that.
Yeah.
He wants a drum machine. And this kid, look at what he can do. Because he wants to
because
on
he
a
wants
door.
To.
What's wrong with you? You said you played drums.
Yeah.
Well, why can't you do that?
What, banging on someone's door like that?
Yes.
No, I'd knock like a normal human being.
But you tell me that you need all this money for a drum machine.
Yeah.
Why can't you just do it yourself?
It doesn't have an LED screen.
I'm going to punch him. And I haven't felt that rage in 7 months.
But that is the answer for the generation. It doesn't have a screen. What am I supposed to do with it?
I want
I can't fly this plane. There's no screen in it.
Matt Mangus told me about this yesterday. I want you to be... I got a sample of it. If we want to hear the full version later, we can. You be the judge. Korn. The band Korn. Not a big fan. I can take him or leave him. Korn. Just recorded their take on the Charlie Daniels song Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Why?
It's going to be on their album, The Nothing. They recruited, how do you say his name, Haney? Yellow Wolf to participate in it.
Yellow Wolf?
Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf.
Yellow.
I thought it was Gay Wolf.
To do so. I got a sample of it. If it's something that interests people, we could do a full version later on. Here is Korn's version of the Charlie Daniels classic, Devil Went Down to Georgia. You be the judge.
The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I take that bet and you're going to quit, because I'm the best there's ever been.
I think the devil won that one.
Yep. Do we want to hear the whole thing?
Why would you mess with perfection?
I don't know. But it was brought to my attention yesterday. And evidently it's everywhere now. Because it's Korn doing it.
No. What we'll do instead is not a lot of people know about this. Instead of reliving the same thing, which has already been done to perfection. I know you probably know. But listener, did you know that after the events of the first song, the devil went back to Georgia?
Oh, he sure did.
Did you know that?
I did know that. I know a lot of it. There's a lot of sequel songs written. George Harrison did Here Comes the Moon. And This Guitar Can't Keep From Crying.
Nice. Always nice to go back to the well one more time.
Yeah. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Until it's dry, keep going.
When we come back, by the way, do you have a dog name? We'll do that, and we got the local beat for you. Do you have a dog name?
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We're going to have the local beat for you. We'll also find out if you got a dog name.
You mean that you were named after a dog?
You know what? I could do that right now.
Well, I had a message for Junior, but I don't see him around.
No, he's not here.
He was just here.
Do you know why? I'm going to tell you why. What was he doing earlier in here?
He was eating a banana.
Okay, stop. So program director Matt Mangus was having a meeting with his other station. And like a good program director does, he brought pizza in for everybody. He comes down the hallway, says, hey, to me. He said, hey, I've got some extra slices of pizza if you want some. I said, no, thank you.
Oh, no.
I said, no, thank you. I said, but you could go ask Junior. I'll bet you $1,000 he won't turn it down. And then Matt walked
over
there.
Okay, he's back. Turn his mic on.
Said, you want a slice of pizza? Now what is he doing? He's stuffing his face
with
pizza.
What do you got there, Junior?
Cheese pizza?
Yeah, see?
Oh, that's bad.
Absolute Law text line.
I have my own text line.
You do? What, you got something for him?
Yeah, well, this is from my buddy Eli.
Yeah.
And on occasion, me, Junior, and Eli have played music together.
Okay.
And Eli heard our exchange, and he had a comment.
What did he say?
Remember when we jammed Cheap Sunglasses at 78 RPM with Junior behind the drums? That's why Lord Raw Dog needs a drum machine. You're a saint for financing it for him.
Yeah.
Wow, shots fired, Eli. Dang, dude.
Facts are facts. Finish your pizza.
Do you need a nappy?
Probably like in half an hour.
Absolute Law text line. This is what Haney and I, there's not a long dissertation about this. And I pointed it out to Junior. This is what Stan and Haney deal with every day. We played you the sample of Korn's Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Two texts, back to back. One says, how dare you, which I agree with.
Well, how dare you, meaning?
Play Korn, and that's, you know, it's Charlie Daniels, and don't do that to Charlie. Here's the exact quote. What in the Daniels was that crap? You don't screw with the Georgia Devil in Charlie's Hell. The other one says, same thing. This is what we have to deal with. Very next text. Hey, guys, loved it. Can you play the whole Korn song?
No.
And that's back to back.
No, but I got something I can play.
What is it?
Much superior. Because a lot of people think it all ended with The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
It did not.
It took years. But not a lot of people know this. The Devil Went Back to Georgia.
Sure did.
Been 10 long years since the devil laid his fiddle at Johnny's feet, and it burned inside his mind the way he suffered that defeat. In the darkest pits of hell,
singer.
The devil hatched an evil plan to tempt the fiddle player, for he's just a mortal man. The sin of pride, the devil cried, is what will do you in.
I thought we had this settled. I'm the best it's ever been.
Johnny, did you ever know the time keeps marching on? The coldest hour is the one comes just before the dawn. The devil's back in Georgia, will you stand up to the test? Or will you let the devil be the best?
Truth is, I haven't played much since the baby came in June. But give me half a minute and I'll get this fiddle back in June.
Yeah.
The devil grabbed the golden fiddle out of Johnny's hand and said,
boy, I'm the fiddle player underground, and I walk upon the land.
Yeah.
This is the only cure for the predicament he's in.
Yeah. Now, devil, it would be a sin for you to get my bow, so you go on back to hell to the woodshed, I'll go.
That devil don't learn.
You gotta whoop him.
Yeah.
Honey, are you practicing or will your hands grow cold? The devil walks the land and plays a fiddle made of gold. Can you hear the babe crying? Will you ever know? The devil wants his daddy's very soul.
You can do it, Johnny.
Yeah.
Stan had help, but he's got fat fingers.
Yep. Look at him, like sausages. Like those cocktail sausages.
Yep.
And that sauce.
Before we play, I want to thank you for letting God's own word ring true. He said you can't be trusted.
Yeah, so what you gonna do?
Well, you get your fiddle, devil, if you think that you can win. Cause I beat you once, you old dog, now I can whip your butt again.
Yeah.
Dan Brown's green, the devil is red. My little baby loves shortening bread.
Sure does, it's good taste.
Devil's dream is that he can win. But Johnny is the best that's ever been.
Come back for a little more. Eh.
Bye-bye, devil.
A survey was done. Somebody put on the internet 20 names and asked people to vote if each one works better for a person or a dog. Now, don't be offended if your name is there. The results came in by the thousands. Names that on the list that work better for a dog include Buddy, Milo, Ginger, Bo, Bruno, Tucker, Coco, Marley, Trixie, and Roscoe.
I have a dog named Roscoe.
Names that work better for a person: Charlie, Sammy, Maddie, Millie, Maggie, Tanner, and Lucy.
I think I've heard all those names except Lucy used for a dog.
Names that work equally well: Finn, Bailey, Max, Ollie, Sadie, and Gigi. There you go.
Stan, I'd like you to meet my new fiance, Gigi.
Gigi.
You know what you'd do to me?
What? What would I do? What do you think
sight
I would
unseen,
do?
You'd know nothing about the woman. You'd walk up to me and slap me in the face and say, snap out of it.
Who the hell are you? You're dating? You got a fiance named Gigi?
Yeah, she's great. She's perfect. Mm-hmm. Yes, her name's Gigi. Yeah. I know that bothers you, but...
Gigi. Local beat.
You'd have me committed.
I've thought about it even before that. This comes out of Naples. By the way, we're just a few minutes away from Are You Smarter Than Haney? This comes out of Naples. What a beauty. Headline. Florida man admits, quote, I'm a junkie, after Naples officer finds crack pipe in his pocket.
And then he got to feeling all confessional.
Yep. A Florida man is facing a drug paraphernalia charge after he was stopped by an officer in Naples late last night. Officer Alusma with the Naples Police Department stopped Thomas Pumfret, age 46, near 9th Street North in Fleischmann Boulevard, because he was riding a bike at night without proper lighting.
Well, you know, he's a youthful offender.
Yep. During the stop, the officer asked to search Pumfret for any illegal items. Pumfret agreed. The officer found a pipe with a brown residue. Pumfret left in Pumfret's left pocket. According to the officer, he asked Pumfret what it was, and the cyclist said, what is that? I don't know what that is.
Oh, God.
That's when Officer Alusma
said, can we just get on with this?
Instructed Pumfret to place his hands behind his back. Well, Pumfret instantly darted from the officer and ran into a wooded area of the Naples Preserve. The officer chased Pumfret and told him to stop or else he would be tased. But the officer eventually lost sight of him. The officer notified dispatch and the Naples Police Department units to set up a perimeter around the area. The Collier County Sheriff's Office K-9 units and Air One responded in the help for the search for Pumfret. Once the K-9 units arrived to the scene, they told Pumfret via in-car PA system that he would get bit if he did not come out.
Once those rotors start turning, it's several miles away from you. But the minute those rotors start turning and they got any idea where you are, you're done for.
Pumfret quickly emerged from the bushes with his hands up. When Officer Alusma asked Pumfret,
why do you ride your bike around with a crack pipe?
When he asked him why he decided to run, Pumfret said, I'm a junkie. While in the back of the officer's patrol car, Pumfret told the officer that the pipe he found in his left back pocket was, in fact, a crack pipe. Pumfret was taken to the Naples Jail Center, where he was booked for possession of drug paraphernalia, person in actual or constructive possession of cocaine, either powder or crack, and resisting an officer without violence to his person. Officer Alusma returned to Naples Police Department and tested the brown substance in the pipe. It was, in fact, cocaine. There he is. There's Pumfret. I'm a junkie.
You know, they canceled Live PD at precisely the wrong time.
You got that right.
I've been looking at some of their best of videos online.
Yeah.
And what these people go through. There's no way that anybody would become a police officer for the money.
No way at all.
Because when you watch this and you start to see, you know, the same officer over and over again and then weeks later and dealing with the same stuff, yep, and it's just F up after, yep, F up, and you have to stand there and listen to them. And there was this one guy where they'd got a report that there was a business owner and he didn't want people doing heroin in his parking lot. So they roll up, they see a guy, and they explain to him why they're there. And he goes, oh, that couldn't possibly be me, sir. And they're out there for like a half an hour. It starts out with, it couldn't possibly be me, I'm here alone. Then it goes to, well, there was somebody doing heroin here, but it wasn't me, I don't do heroin. And then,
to how long you been a junkie.
And then it goes to, are you under the influence of heroin now? I told you I don't do heroin. You can tell. Look at my eyes. Okay, I'm going to be straight with you. I do use heroin, but I wasn't doing it there. And then the officers look at me going, what you got in your mouth there? Is that a piece of gum, is it?
Chiclet?
Could you spit that out for me? What's that? Probably heroin, but it's not mine. That girl that was here, that's what she was doing. Oh. And it's just, and then they go to take him to the car, and they go, okay, are you going to be honest with us now? Is there anything else we need to know about? No, sir. When he's about to get in the car, he goes, I may have crack in my sock.
Are
and they
you
have to take his shoes off.
Than Haney.
And his whole shoe is filled crack. With crack.
Well, get a lucky stint, Haney, listener.
It's just...
Go head to head.
I couldn't do it.
We'll be back.
My head would explode.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
America is on the go from Maine to the Grand Canyon with
Stan and Haney
as a traveling companion.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
And away we go.
Oh, this is good. The lovely Carly joining us in studio for Are You Smarter Than Haney? I come in from outside.
Let's review the day. We started off as Junior was eating a banana, just like a
like
monkey.
Like a monkey. Then Matt offered him a slice.
Of used pizza.
Of used pizza, because he had a meeting, and he took that. Now, the leftover slices.
How many slices has he
Hold had? On. The leftover slices were left for everybody to enjoy. So Junior had his slice, and I'm coming in. Carly's already sitting down, almost a little glassy, almost a little tear coming out of her eye. And he walks down the hallway with three more slices of pizza. And I
He's still chewing.
Yeah, and I looked over at Carly, and I said, "What's wrong?" She said, and correct me if I'm wrong, she said, "I thought the leftover pizza was for the rest of the staff." And I said, "Did you get a piece of pizza?"
She said, a piece. One slice.
Would you have liked a piece of pizza?
I would have liked a piece of pizza.
Yep. And Junior went and took three extra slices
in addition to whatever he ate the first time.
And she has had no pizza.
I've had about like six slices already.
See? Now,
it's a good pie.
Let me ask you, this is something we do on Wednesday every week.
Yeah.
He eats bad salmon and used pizza, and then he's got COVID.
We do this every week. Where's her headphones?
What are you talking about?
Where are they?
Oh, they're not in there?
No, you were busy.
You were busy.
Like, I can't even hear what he's saying.
Yeah, you were busy. You were busy eating pizza.
All right, on the way back, do you want me to grab you a slice, Carly?
Yes, she would
on the
like
way back?
Yeah, she would like a slice of pizza, but you ain't got time to grab it right now.
Just
leave it alone.
Because there's something more important right now.
It's called her headphones!
Oh, all right, I'll be right back.
Well, is it my...
Is he a dope?
He's a smart kid. He's a smart kid.
Oh,
there's Matt Meg is bringing her.
Take four slices.
get her some.
Thank you.
Mark, do you care for any?
No, thank you.
We're getting delivery service.
I appreciate it, Matt. Yeah. No, thank you.
I'm gonna hide it from Junior.
You may as well. Well, either that or just leave it in that room. He's going to eat it.
Enjoy.
Jeez.
Thanks. Yeah, just leave it on the floor. He'll eat it.
Yeah, right off the floor. Is it me?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Carly, this is a difficult question. We're not managing him well. Do we need to treat him as if he's dumb?
Because he's a smart kid.
But he gets distracted and he's always eating.
I just like that we're talking about him as he's right here.
Well, it's got to be talked about.
Yeah, it's got to be. How the levels, Junior? This should have been done while you were eating.
I think there might be some grease on that.
How is it? All right?
They're good, yeah.
Okay.
Let me know if you need another napkin, Carly.
Smarter than Haney?
I don't know what to do.
I don't either. Do you know, I'm laughing at this now. My buffer, the little buffer, like a brake pad before it gets right down to metal.
Yeah, the shoes.
Yeah. It's wearing. And pretty soon it's going to be metal on metal. And that's going to be good for nobody.
Well, that's when you get sparks.
Yep. Random Stan and Haney listener.
You have to manage people.
I do manage people.
Yeah.
Do we have to be mean, or how do we handle this?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
It seems like there's no hope.
Yeah, really? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If he worked for you and was just constantly eating, and then he wonders why he gets fat.
Yeah. And then we don't have equipment ready. When we ask for a clip, we have to go through the commercial part of it.
Should we punish him?
What is that?
What is that?
Crickets?
No.
What do you hear? Because I'll never hear it.
Oh, like constant beeping.
Oh, Jesus. Not that again.
From the equipment, she's about to blow. Yeah, there's something wrong down there.
The dilithium crystal has failed, Captain.
I can't control her.
What would be a good punishment?
I'm not sure. My street team never messes up. I feel like I never really have to punish them.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that is.
You got an idea of general direction it's coming from, though, huh?
Yeah. This area.
What controls what down there? Phones? Is that where the telephone goes through?
It's the headphones, and then there's a computer system down there. There's the CD player. I don't know. Let's just...
Well, we know that CD player is full of gremlins.
Yeah. It stopped. Look at that. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Yeah, you know how the game's played. We're going to get a random
Junior, do you think we should punish you?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I'll take that under advisement.
277-9600. Answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly? Taking too long? You lose. First person to get all six categories.
See, you got wise there.
Yep. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes yours for free.
Come on, Carly.
If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
He's not going to sing for you.
What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney.
Somebody called you the you're human beanbag.
Stop
I'm
eating,
the
man.
One who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're
what he just ate
and
hold me a day and a half.
I'm oh, easy.
Genius, you're a slob. I must beat you.
That's
my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. Phone lines are locked and will remain locked until Carly says...
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Go head-to-head with Mark Haney. It doesn't necessarily mean the first person. If I don't have a good connection, we don't play. And Carly has told me she doesn't want any angry women either. Boy, that one last week was sniping at you.
I know, she didn't like me.
Ahoy, who's this?
Well, we've said women are far crueler to each other than they are to men.
This is Mark in Naples.
Mark in Naples.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to challenge Haney and Smarter Than Haney?
I would, yes.
All right, will you do me a favor and get the rag off the phone and talk into it?
I am doing my best here.
All
it's
right,
not
that's
a,
good.
A good phone.
It's not a good phone?
No.
All right, well, at least it's connected. Let's try to do this. Six all categories, right, we got to go fast. We're on a time limit. So if time runs out, who's ever leading at that time will.
And that's not your fault, contestant. It's because we had difficulties at the beginning of the game.
The
pizza incident.
Oh, and I forgot. What's your first name?
Mark. M-A-R-K.
Thank you.
Spelled properly.
Beautiful Naples.
All right, Mark. All right. The categories. Say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline, by the way.
Okay, Carly. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mark?
I'm tolerable.
Okay. There we go. That's acceptable, huh?
The honesty counts.
Yes, it does, but not in the game. It counts for good general common courtesy. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Science.
Ooh. Sports and leisure, wild card. As always, we begin with Mark Haney, but be listening, Mark. If Haney cannot get the question, you can steal, okay? You still there? Hello?
Mark.
Sorry, buddy. Ahoy, who's this? No.
Here we go.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Matt.
Matt, do you want to play?
I do.
All right, Matt. Mark got cut off, and he had a bad phone to begin with. Matt, Carly's your lifeline. Say hi to her.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, Matt.
All right, here we go. Haney goes first, but be listening, Matt. If he gets it wrong, you can steal.
All right.
Haney, which Jackson eloped while the family was on its famous victory tour? There was a famous, you know, the Jacksons reunited. I guess it was in the late 80s, early 90s, in the victory tour. And one member of the Jackson family eloped during that tour.
Oh. Janet?
You're absolutely correct. It is Janet Jackson. She eloped.
What?
It's the truth. He got it. Matt, you got people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Oh, I got to go with wild card.
All right, wild card. All right, in wild card, what is the largest member of the drum family of musical instruments? The largest drum. What's it called?
Bass drum?
You are correct. It is the bass drum.
Are you sure it's not the kettle drum?
No, bass drum. That's what it says on the card. I got to go with what's on the card. Haney, entertainment, history, science.
Would you have accepted bass?
Yes, spelled the same way I would have. entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card, Mark Haney.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney. Haney, what kids' TV character gulps down birdseed milkshakes?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
That is incorrect. Matt, do you know that?
Repeat the question, please.
What kids' TV character gulps down birdseed milkshakes?
Woody Woodpecker.
Incorrect. Anybody, Carly, you got a guess?
No.
Big Bird from Sesame Street. Big Bird from Sesame Street.
Jeez.
Matt, people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure. You still got Carly as your lifeline.
Sports and leisure, please.
Sports and leisure. what country did Nintendo come from?
Japan.
Yes, sir. In sports and leisure. Haney, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Entertainment.
Sport, entertainment. Are you okay over there? Seriously, are you all right?
Do you want me to hit it every time?
I'm good.
I know you're good, Matt. I'm worried about our producer. You wanted, what did you want, Haney?
Entertainment.
Entertainment. Multiple choice. Haney, in entertainment, who scares Ichabod Crane, the hairy huntsman, the headless horseman, or the horseless Norseman?
I like all of them.
Yes.
But without making you repeat them all, I think it would be number B.
Yes, the headless horseman. You are correct. Matt, people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Entertainment, please.
Entertainment.
I thought he already had that.
Yeah, but he got it wrong.
I thought Nintendo was entertainment.
No, Nintendo was sports and leisure.
Oh, okay.
Will you please?
No.
I am in control of this, and I know exactly. What did you want again? Entertainment?
Entertainment, please.
General Haig, although you are the ranking
so
member
far,
of...
So far, we are correct. What, in entertainment, Matt, what movie sees Arnold Schwarzenegger finally crushed to death by a hydraulic press?
I'm going to say Terminator 2.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
It is Terminator. You do not get the point. Haney had the category. Haney, history, science and nature.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. What airplane term is often used for the driver's compartment in a Formula One race car? I would assume any big high-performance vehicle.
Cockpit.
You are correct. Cockpit in sports and leisure. Matt, people and places, entertainment, history, science, and nature.
Science.
And you got Carly to answer one for you if you want.
I'll try entertainment again, please.
All right.
Do you know when you were saying that about the high-performance car?
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was thinking you were talking about the glove box.
No.
Instead,
no.
That's what I pictured.
No.
And for a second, I thought I was going to lose it.
Matt, what cartoon character's kid was named Bam Bam?
Barney Rubble.
You are correct. It was Barney Rubble. You are right. Carly, did you know that?
Yeah, the other one was Pebbles.
Yes, and that was who's?
Fred Flintstone's.
Yes.
And who is Fred Flintstone's wife?
Is it Betty?
That's Barney's wife.
Oh, it's Barney. I don't remember then.
Haney?
Remember at the beginning, and he'd scream, "Blank, I'm home."
What, it starts with a W.
Wilma?
Yeah!
All right, Haney. History, science, and nature, wild card.
I think I will leave this in Carly's capable hands.
Okay. Carly for Haney. History, science, and nature.
Science.
Wild card.
Let's do science and nature.
Science and nature.
Science.
What farm animal comes in Holstein, Jersey, and Ayrshire varieties? Holstein, Ayrshire, and Jersey. They're types of animals. What types? Like a
It's
good,
one animal, different breeds.
Right. Like a good Holstein. A good Jersey.
Like,
I don't even get that question.
Like, if the answer were dogs, it would be collie. Collies, German shepherds, poodles. These are types
dogs.
Of...
Oh, okay.
But, so that's what he's...
You're talking. Naming off the types.
Yes. What kind of animal is it?
I have no idea.
No idea. You can steal on... Well, let's see. Yes, you can. Matt, science and nature, you can steal.
Science. I think those are cows.
They are cows. They are cows. All right, Matt. And we're running close on time. Matt, people and places, history. Which one would you like? You still have Carly.
People and places.
People and places. What canal links the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans?
Panama Canal.
You are correct. The Panama Canal. You're at match point.
Which we gave away.
Yes, we did. Haney, history, science, and nature, wild card.
History.
History for Haney. Multiple choice, Haney. If you don't get it, Matt has the category open. I'll give him a new history question. Haney, what's the Vietnam era officially known as? A conflict or a war?
Well, I'll go ahead and answer your question first.
Mm-hmm.
A conflict, yes. But it's also known as a police action.
Yes, that's true, but it was labeled a conflict. You've gotten history. All right, Matt, here it is. History for you. You answer it correctly, you're going to win the game.
Finish him.
Let's see. Sorry. Which U.S. president was once a well-known actor?
Oh.
Three seconds.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan. You win. You win. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Ronald Reagan.
I don't know how that happened.
And Matt, you defeated.
You're going to have to direct me to my corner. I don't know what's going on.
Six. You got all six categories. Haney got four. how does $50 to the pewter mug sound?
Woohoo!
All right, buddy. Hold on.
What happened?
I'll send you over to Junior. For one of the rare times in the history of this game, you done got beat.
How did that happen?
I don't know how it happened.
I didn't know cows.
No. Because I didn't feel like I was losing that bad.
Yeah, you were down.
He got everyone right.
He got everyone right. Every category.
What was I missing on?
You missed science and nature and wild card. The wild card was
she answered
cows.
Science, but I got the wild card. I mean, yeah. What cost me? What did I mess up on that bat?
You messed up on the wild card, and let's see what you...
I never called for wild card.
I know. That's why it's wide open.
No, you're just looking at the final. I'm talking about the questions that put me in a hole.
I don't remember.
I'm not happy with this.
Carly, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a little dizzy.
I know. You were defeated there. That's a rarity. We're Stan and Haney.
Can you stop the blood coming out of my nose?
96.
Stan?
K-Rock.
Are you here?
Yeah.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get you updated on traffic, news, headlines. With Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your email.
I'll never lose again.
I believe that. You missed on Big Bird and on the Carly Cows. That cost you the game.
Because I missed Big Bird.
Yep. K-Rock is...
That makes me angry.
Well...
Very angry, very, very angry, real mad.
96 K-Rock celebrating International Beer Day. That's going to be on Friday, August 7th. You can join K-Rock.
Hold on. That isn't some sort of UN thing, is it?
No. You can join K-Rock and Mangaritas on Fort Myers Beach.
You know, I don't trust globalists.
Latitude 78 in Cape Coral and South Street, along with Big Head Tavern in Naples for this all-day celebration. We'll be giving away gift cards to use at our participating bars and restaurants. Plus, we'll be making stops at all four of the International Beer Day sponsors to give away T-shirts, Stan and Haney bumper stickers. All the details for International Beer Day on Friday, August 7th, you can find at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. Let's get you updated. All right, one thing on the board to start things off should be in the clearing stages. This was about 30 minutes ago. Crash, Fort Myers, Orange River Boulevard, and Muskegon Avenue. They say there are no injuries, but one lane is blocked eastbound. Again, should be in the clearing stages, and you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour... The newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here is our own Mark Haney right now to give you today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
According to a new study out of the University of Zurich in Switzerland, they put a lot of work into this. And their work has resulted in this. The key to a happy life,
yes,
is doing whatever you want without thinking about the consequences.
Oh, they needed a whole study for that?
Well, Junior's living the dream then.
Yep.
You know, every once in a while we run across news of a new product that, as far as we can tell, there was no consumer demand for. Budweiser is coming out with a 50-calorie alcohol-free beer.
Why?
Nobody knows.
Why? I mean, why?
I guess there was a pent-up demand for it. You know, they're throwing rocks and bottles, burning stuff, and
yeah.
What they wanted was a 50-calorie alcohol-free
right.
beer.
Where they can still keep their figure and yep. not worry about driving.
Well, and they can look cool with a Budweiser label
yep,
on it.
There it is.
You know, given their stock price and what they actually do, life must be pretty good if you're a Tesla engineer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I thought they were a car company.
Yeah.
But everything you hear about them, they're, you know, they're making flamethrowers and stuff.
Oh, they're diversifying. What any good company would do.
Well, a high-ranking Tesla engineer has created the perfect chocolate chip for maximum taste and melt.
Wow. Again, this is groundbreaking.
And that's why a company like Tesla, that I think they sell and deliver 4 cars a year,
yeah.
and they're valued more than Ford or Toyota or any of them. Dateline Murdoch, Florida, right up the road.
Is that? Where's Murdoch?
Port Charlotte.
Yeah, it's up there. Okay.
Car catches on fire because the person thought it would be a good idea to burn scented candles in the vehicle. And finally, a woman attempts to use her over-the-shoulder boulder holder to tie someone up during a robbery. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. I just want to know, and I guess I have to wait, in less than an hour. Did it work? The over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Well, if you want to abuse your privilege and cut to the front of the line in front of every listener we have.
No, I don't want to know. I'll wait until 5 o'clock.
And then all will be revealed
yes.
if we have time.
If we have, yes. Yep. Laughter. What the hell? It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
What the?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
I think it was a Boyd.
Was that a Boyd? I think it's a crow. I think.
The only time I like to hear a Boyd is when it's a Boyd going, but the body hit the floor. The body hit the floor. The body hit the floor.
I'm not
Will
Perry.
You know, I'm sure you've seen the headline, Stan.
Oh, you know I have.
Dr. Fauci is very popular.
Sure is.
And President Trump is not.
No.
And President Trump thinks it may be his personality.
Yep. So all the news outlets put it as a factual story.
Mm-hmm.
Trump admits personality flaw.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things that annoy Dr. Fauci.
Top things that annoy Dr. Fauci.
No one asked him to join the cast of Grey's Anatomy. Again, these are things that annoy Dr. Fauci.
Like playing catch.
Trying to locate something on a high shelf.
Yep.
Vice President Pence constantly pestering him to develop a vaccine against homosexuality.
It is ma'am.
Somebody wants to point out to you, Haney, that Tesla sold 40,000 units, okay?
Worth more than yep. any other car company in the world.
Oh, my God.
I think our friend Billy sells that many a year.
Sucks harder than ever.
top things that annoy Dr. Fauci when people ask him if he's the one that played Sophia on Golden Girls.
Look at this, y'all.
Mrs. Fauci recently approached him wanting one of those Will and Jada arrangements.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi.
I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
The many times Dr. Burke shows up to a task force meeting with major flatulent issues.
Pardon.
And finally, the very top thing that annoys Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
Strangers taking it upon themselves to call him Tony when he prefers to be called T-Dog.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis
has left the building.
Up the building.
That's it, baby.
Shame! Shame!
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Nobody knows what that means anymore.
No.
That used to be very powerful.
Yeah. Like when Carly wanted a piece of pizza and Junior was eating the whole pie. Shame! Shame!
Shame!
Shame! Shame! Shame!
People need to learn that.
Put food on the table. The man who took care of your every whim. And this is how you repay him.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
This is from, Scott, our super fan, has an email. And I can identify here with this. A lot of people can. A PSA, too. That's very important. Hey, guys. As I've said before, I am highly anticipating the completion and eventual release of the Stan and Haney story. But let me just say that the Matt Mangus memoirs is starting to sound every bit as much as a must-read.
Oh, you have no idea.
I mean, from working in pro wrestling to never having pulled out of a woman... Is there anything that Matt hasn't experienced or accomplished in his life so far?
No, he was a superstar riding in limousines in New York City.
Yep. Add that to his fascination with the medical maladies and his ability to talk endlessly on that subject.
He enjoys it.
He loves that, especially when he's doing appearances.
Yep. Loves to hear about a bad hip.
Yep. Matt Mangus may truly be the most interesting man in the world.
You have no idea. And, you know, he tries to explain things to us every once in a while, but we never get it. Because he's experienced all these things. We've never experienced them.
No.
And all he keeps saying to us, and I don't understand what he means by it, is, guys, you're in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yep, he's told that to my face. P.S. A quick public service announcement, if I might. For the listeners of this show that have had chicken pox, if you are fortunate enough to have not had the single shingles shot virus yet, I highly recommend getting the shingles vaccine. I remember Zito had the shingles. It is the most agonizing
what
thing
happens
in the world.
To you.
It's like a little rash and stuff that pops up on your skin, but it's horrifically painful. I am currently dealing with the unbelievable agony of shingles for the second time in 7 years because I was too stupid not to get the vaccine after the first bout.
So it's a rash.
It looks like a rash. Zito had it on his shoulder. I went and got the shingles vaccine.
How long before you became ill?
You had to take two shots, and it made me ill. I got sick, but I'm glad now that I had it. Let's see.
Well, is the idea of it that they give you
two shots?
They give you shingles. And so you can control when you get shingles suffer.
They claim it's a dead virus in there, but it makes you sick for some. It is one of the most painful things you can get and can be dangerous to people over the age of 50. Thank you, Science Guy. This is John. who writes, "Ahoy, guys. I am listening from Coral Springs, deep in Broward territory. You're coming in as clear as a bell. You should be on in afternoons over here to stop the madness. You guys have a great show. Keep up the good work." Signed, John, from deep in Broward territory.
John, you're lucky. You must have a high-quality receiver and or antenna. And the reason you're lucky for that is because Facebook and Twitter and all that cannot manipulate the public airwaves.
That's right.
They can't do a thing to us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I mean, they could make our lives easier and take us off all those platforms, but we can still come on every day and say what we want for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Yeah, we can actually read an email from The Guardian.
Yeah.
I think he has to have been banned from social media.
Without a doubt. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, I'm pretty sure the left has no idea how foolish they looked yesterday. I mean, wasn't the point of them having Barr testify was to get answers to their questions?
No.
But they wouldn't even let him start to answer. They kept saying, "I reclaim my time," and I'm going to bring that in a lot now. "I reclaim my time.
I yield."
Why then did they even, why the hell did you ask a question then, if you're reclaiming your time?
They weren't asking questions.
No.
They were making statements and berating the man.
Even when Barr said, "I would like to answer the question," they wouldn't give him the time, and they reclaimed their time. Even when Jim Jordan objected to the elf himself and said he was rude. But the most ridiculous thing was towards the end, Barr asked for the 5-minute break. And that little toad just gave him a flat no. I give Barr a lot of credit for not losing his temper and staying calm. I know if that were me, I would have told them to kiss my ass. Just another example of the deranged left. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
I've learned a lot in recent times. And like we were talking about yesterday, you know, when you're a kid, you think, oh, it would be cool to be president. It would be cool to be the Attorney General of the United States. Thank you, no.
No.
I would not want that job. To sit there and get yelled at by fat Jerry Nadler?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy. I like that. Toad.
What are you talking about? Everybody knows that the violence, that the so-called violence in Portland is a myth.
Remember when you were the toad on radio?
Oh, that's a big secret.
We'll be back.
And you know what? Toad was one of the most popular DJs K-Rock ever had.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock, Toad.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And they're fine companions on a trip.
Yep. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Wednesday afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. A little busy out there. And then I'm going to tell you how you can get your own copy of Caddyshack, the 40th anniversary edition. Hard to believe that came out in 1980. We'll give you the details here in just a second. But first, let's get you updated. Okay, we'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. I-75 northbound at mile marker 141. Lehigh Acres crash. Greenbrier Boulevard and Richmond Avenue north. Then in Lehigh Acres, we have a hit and run. The 55 block of Homestead Road at Veterans Park. And then we got another hit and run for you. The 1300 block of Estero Boulevard. Right by Yo Taco. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. 1980, Caddyshack came out. the golf comedy classic. Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Murray, and of course that pesky gopher. Well, we're celebrating its 40th anniversary this month, where you can own a digital copy of the 40th anniversary of Caddyshack. Go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app and register to win that digital download of the classic movie. Okay, let's see. Ahoy!
Hey!
Hey, it's Tony D'Amico, everybody. He runs Cape Crepe and Chowder up on the Cape. Haven't heard from you in a while there, Tone. What's going on?
Well, just like everybody else, you know, I'm hanging in there with the COVID and all of that.
50% seating. Do you require masks in your restaurant?
I just go with whatever the lure is.
Okay, so the mask mandates, you don't mind if somebody's wearing a mask or not, or you're just going to go by the law?
It makes no difference to me.
Do you wear now, a mask? Do you wear a mask?
I can't because I've been diagnosed with not wearing a mask.
Do you make Big Tim wear a mask?
Oh, he loves it. He thinks it's fun. He pretends he's a doctor, astronaut, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so that makes it easier.
But, you know, life isn't so hard when you're simple.
Right. And the thing is, you know, they say with babies and stuff like that, you can't ask a toddler to wear a mask. Now, I know Big Tim's a grown adult, but he's got disabilities, but he likes wearing the mask.
Oh, yeah. All day long, I call him Dr. Tim and tell him how good he's doing and blah, 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 blah.
Well, I'm glad you're open, and I'm glad, you know, you get at least some traffic in there, and things are hopefully for you getting back to normal, because I know that shutdown really didn't help you one little bit.
No, but you know what? I never thought I'd say this, but thank God for the government. If it weren't for the $4.3 million I got in the PPP, I wouldn't be open.
Now, what are you calling? I haven't heard from you in a while. You're calling now. What's up, buddy?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't wish your lovely bride a belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. She did get the cupcakes. I know that you had ordered some cupcakes for her, and they arrived on her birthday, and it said, with love, Tone. So I appreciate that.
I'm glad you at least got that, and, you know, I don't take offense to you. I really wanted to have you guys come to the restaurant and make her a really nice meal, anything she wanted.
Oh, that, I wish I would have known that, Tony.
Well, you knew that, but I don't know if you remember the conversation, but I'm just not comfortable preparing eel.
No, she had eel sushi. She wasn't expecting eel with you. And
I've never trusted an eel.
Who does? Not me. But evidently with sushi, it's absolutely delicious. And I don't want you making sushi.
You know, think about being out on the water and catching the fish. Now, some fish, you look at it and you go, look at that. I want to eat that.
Yep. Like a nice bluefish, a nice pompano.
They're swimming around and they're healthy.
Yep.
But you get a hold of an eel, and the thing looks like it should barely exist. It's barely holding on. It's all dark, and it's got the nubs.
Yep, very primitive.
And it just seems like it should be bad for you.
Right. So I take it you've never served eel at your restaurant.
Oh, it'll be a cold day in hell before I have it. I guess you got to be. It's like, you know how they like to, the Japanese, they F around a lot with their food. And they like to serve fish that's poison unless you cut it in a certain way.
Oh, yeah, that's like the blowfish. You have to have a licensed guy cut into that blowfish for that sushi.
Because it'll kill you dead.
Kill you dead.
You know what? Food shouldn't be that big of an adventure.
Shouldn't be. Nothing like a good milkless bowl of chowder to satisfy comfort food, to make the stomach nice and warm and start your day.
You know what is a tip for you? If you're feeling adventurous,
yeah.
If you feel like your dish is boring and you want to spice it up,
sure.
Don't go crazy with poisonous foods and eels and garbage fish. Hey,
what do you do?
Throw in an onion.
Yup, it does it. Spice things up, throw in an onion. You better believe it. Yep.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. I've beaten around the bush here. Yeah,
what's going
bit.
On? Because we're having a conversation here. You're usually calling for something, Tony.
Stan.
Yes.
This is a... A call I never, ever wanted to make.
Uh-oh. What now? Here it comes, everybody. Here it comes. What? We're sitting around. I'm actually getting along with you a little bit. You did a nice thing for my wife with the cupcakes. No, we didn't have dinner there. She wanted eel. But now...
Stan, it's
now comes the bomb. Now comes the bomb.
I hope that it's not that big of a bomb. It's just...
What?
This is where the rubber meets the road.
All right,
okay?
Tony. You know, we can always talk about this. I don't always agree with you, but out with it, man. I mean, we've been through a lot.
Look, I don't want a bellyache, but you know, the COVID's going on. They've lowered capacity, and people, they don't know the mask, no mask. They're kind of scared to go out. So it's really hard to try to keep things going. And if this were normal times, I could probably overlook it.
Overlook what, Tony? What? Stop dancing around this.
Then, from day one of the first things, because I got a good read on people.
Yeah, you always have, Tony. What?
And from one of the first things I said to you when I met you, you remember you came out to the restaurant mm-hmm. for a promotion back when I could afford to advertise.
I remember it very well, and the friendship and started there.
And you remember why I said to you that day?
I do remember what you said, and for a while we took you up on it, and then I just couldn't stomach it anymore, but you've always said it. You guys pay for nothing.
You and Haiti... You come into my restaurant, you don't pay for nothing.
That's what you've always said, and you've held true to that.
And Stan, I give you my word as a gentleman.
Yeah.
When it comes to you and Haney.
Hello? 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 Tony, you were just getting to the good stuff. You were just getting... Call him back. Hello? What happened? Tony? Uh-oh. All the phones are out. Is he back? Hold on a second. I'm worried now. Did he get hit by lightning or something? Tony, call back. You were getting to the good. You were getting to the meat. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Why are you using that line? He's probably trying to call. Why? Call on the other one. Let me see. Hello? That line is completely dead. That line, we lost another line. Call him on the secondary one. Call the restaurant back on the secondary one. I hope he's okay, or is it my fault? Completely dead. Get Tony back on the line. Call the restaurant up and get him back on the line. This is, I want to know. Evidently, something was really, really on his mind, and I got to get a hold of him. What are you getting when you call the restaurant? What are you getting when you call a restaurant?
Voicemail?
The restaurant doesn't have voicemail. Voicemail? Call that again. You're dialing the wrong number. You sure you're not dialing his house? Maybe he was calling from his house. I don't think so. Really? That line should listen to it. How about this one? Completely dead. Yeah, phone company, fix these. Try them again. Try them on that line. Yes, that line. Try him, and it shouldn't go. He doesn't have voicemail. Are you kidding me? Oh, what's all that? Let me check this one. Let me see that. Find out if this is the line. Pick up the phone. Is that him? Is it him? Jeez. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I don't know if I've been sabotaged.
Are you all right?
I am fine, and I spent the last 5 minutes trying to call you back. I said, okay.
I didn't hang up on you. The line's dead.
Stan, I have to warn you. You are being sabotaged because your producer doesn't want anybody to know what I have to say. He's disabled all of the lines.
What the heck? All right. I think it has to be on our end. It's completely
dead. Know what?
Well, don't yell at me, Tony.
I know this is inside baseball, but you give me a special number I can call out of courtesy.
Yes.
And then you give me a backup number if that one's ever busy. Well, both of them have been busy for the past 5 minutes. And I said, I got to get through to Stan, and I had to look up what the request line number is. And I don't
know
if by calling this number, I got to request a song or something.
No, you don't.
But if I have to, how about I want a new drug, Huey Lewis and the News?
I'll work on it. Now, look, I know that you were on the verge of telling me something very important before the phone lines went dead. Sabotage. What were you trying to tell me? I pay for nothing in that place. Haney pays for nothing in that place. Never been an issue. Why are you calling now? And then all through this, what's going on?
Because I'm afraid I must insist that your producer pay from now on.
What are you talking about? Our producer pay from now on. You're not.
You know, I'm not one to tell tales out of school, Stan.
What are you saying?
The first time around with this Junior character.
Yeah.
I fed him and fed him and fed him, but that was before the COVID.
What do you mean you fed him and he was coming into your restaurant and eating?
Oh yeah, and he's a big guy, so he buddied up with Big Tim and started filling his head with all this communist nonsense.
Yeah.
But then you fired him and he stopped coming around.
Okay.
And I thought, well, you know, there's a blessing in disguise.
Right, save you a few bucks, huh?
And then you hired him back, and he comes in here like cock at a walk. I'm back, Tony.
He came. How recently has he been in your restaurant?
He was here today.
What?
And I hesitate to tell you the amount of food this effer ate.
What is he eating? Is he coming in every day to your restaurant?
He was here today at around 11:30. And, you know, I view him as part of your show, so I try to treat him like I would treat you.
I didn't green light any of this. You didn't have to. What did he say to you?
Well, he comes in. It's 11:30, and I've already flipped the grill for lunchtime, and he demands I make him breakfast.
Junior.
And he wants two Diablo omelets. A large stack of pancakes and a baked potato.
What?
With sour creams and chives and, oh, you know how I like it, Tony.
He's almost like a regular coming in and just demanding you to cook up for him. Is that what you're saying?
And he don't even tip.
Are you kidding me?
And then I hear on your show today, he shows up with a banana in his mouth and eats everybody else's pizza.
Yep.
What the hell is wrong with him?
It was offered to me, Tony.
Hold it. Did you pay for your stuff over there? Did you pay? Tony, did he pay for it?
Stan, I didn't ask because I treat him like family, like I would treat you.
Yeah, he never
but
brought it up.
But now that we've gotten into this, Timmy's wandering around mumbling to himself, Orange Man dead, Orange Man dead.
Ah! How much do I owe you, Tony?
Stan, jeez.
Times are tough. It's a COVID world. Limited seating, masks, and he's going in there getting free meals from you and demanding all kinds of stuff, doesn't tip, and leaves, and then comes here and steals all the food. What do I owe you?
Stan, I hesitate. That's very kind of you to offer. How about this?
What?
Let's say we split it down the middle.
All right, we'll split it down the middle.
Because I'll eat half of it, and that way you're not overburdened. But and you know what? Let's just say the past month, okay?
The past he's been coming in for a month.
Oh, he's been coming in a lot longer than that.
Eating for free.
Before the general public even knew that you'd hired him back, he was right in front of the restaurant.
Oh, my God. What is it? Let's split it down the middle, Tony. I don't know what this is going
to
be.
And again, I don't want to charge you for everything the man's ever eaten, okay? Because that's my fault for serving him.
Right. How much?
And by the way, he puts away a lot of beer, too.
Are you still there?
Yeah, so let's split it down the middle. I'll say it'd be even about $850.
$850?
Now, Stan, that's just for the past month. Just July.
So I owe you $425.
No, the what? $825 is half.
Sorry, jeez. We'll be back. Ben and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. It has been an interesting 30 minutes here at Broadcast.
It's been an interesting young week.
Yeah, no kidding. Phone line, different set of phone lines went out today, and also the whole, when you lose power, and I realize it might be the storm.
What storm? It's a little cloudy.
Lightning. And everything in the room goes dark. Your board goes out. Everything goes out. And then I got Junior.
Who doesn't know what to do without an LED screen.
He's got like a deer in headlights. Earlier today, we had some alarm going off in here. It's crazy. And yesterday, we lost all the phone lines.
Wouldn't it be nice to just sit back, enjoy a banana, and eat some pizza?
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
That would be the life.
Yeah. Then to come find out, every day this week, he's going over to Tony's and just eating up a storm. I owe $850. What? Yep. What now? What?
I was under the impression that under the Stan Haney name...
Yeah, you pay for nothing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what Tony's always said, though.
Yeah, but
that's what I've been told.
You don't abuse it. You offered free pizza? Take a slice, not the whole pie.
Now, I just explained something to you. Do you want to ask Junior if he's one?
You know the initials. Ask him. He might know what that is. You got to explain to me what that is.
Junior, are you real or are you an NPC?
I'm 100% real. Not an NPC.
Oh, so you know what that is?
Yes.
Can you explain it to Stan?
I think it stands for non-playable character.
Yeah.
So that if you're playing a shoot-'em-up game and there's other characters in there,
yeah,
they're just like robots.
Yeah, right. They just have a simple algorithm that they follow.
Orange Man bad.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
You sure you're not an NPC?
Positive.
All right, we got a couple of things on the board. Let's start in Cape Coral. Hit and run, Northeast Pine Island Road and Pondella Road. And then in Bonita, we got a crash. Racetrack Road and Bonita Beach Road, Southeast. And you are up to date. This, it just can't get any more stranger around here.
Don't say that.
Yeah, it probably could. We've seen even more. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Who was it? Who was it?
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, July 29th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Pulled it down too fast, sorry.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Thank you.
Do they still, in the education system, do they have children read the classics, or has that gone out the window?
I don't. That's a good question. I mean, we had to, when we were in high school, at least read one of the classics.
I mean, I read them in elementary school. And I'm not joking. I'm not trying to brag. Literally, we were expected to.
At a reading level far above elementary school students.
Well, Junior's been in school much more recently than us. Did you ever read the book Moby Dick?
Yes.
Be honest.
I did.
Tell me about it.
Some dude on a boat. There's a whale. You know, the whale's, you know, acting up.
He didn't read it.
I read it. What, Ahab or something?
Did you read the book or Cliff's notes?
Ishmael. That was the dude's name, Ishmael. And there was a possibility that I'd read the Cliff notes, yeah.
Oh, when I was...
You know what? I would just love to see him pulled over and have a cop come up doing, how we doing today? And start questioning him about things like that.
What about books?
Do they have Cliff Notes online now? Because when we were in school, you bought the Cliff Notes and they were
it was an investment.
You had to buy the little books.
No, there was a website we all used. We all got
for
together and we found a great website for it.
And we thought we were smart when we thought they didn't know that the answers were in the back of the book.
Yeah.
Then we found out they were supposed to be there. Boy, we had egg on our face, didn't we?
Oh, look at me.
Oh, no, she assigned the odd ones. We only have the even answers.
Yeah, they would do that in some of the books, the even answers or the odd answers for whatever chapter it was.
I just wanted to, because I'm not sure, you know, because I would assume everyone is at least familiar with Moby Dick, but I wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, half of our audience wouldn't know what I'm talking about. Moby Dick was written in 1851. Now, of course, it's fictional, but it was realistic in its depiction of the life of a whaler.
Correct.
Realizing it was written in 1851 and assuming that Moby Dick was an actual whale, Moby Dick could still be alive today.
Really?
There are bowhead whales. They live mainly off the coast of Alaska, and they live well over 200 years.
Let me see what a bowhead whale looks like.
If they live over 200 years, they've got to get gigantic.
There he is.
Of course, we have no frame of reference.
As to size.
But I'd imagine it's a biggin.
Yeah. And old.
That's a scientific term, a biggin.
Biggin.
You remember Heath Ledger, the actor?
Yeah.
Wasted life because of drugs.
Yep.
He was on top of the world, and then drugs. And there was a woman behind it, but I won't go into all that. But that's big.
It's a big whale, that bowhead whale.
That's gigantic. Bigger than I thought. Anyway, it really was, besides being a great actor, Heath Ledger was absolutely brilliant, and I did not know this. He was considered a chess prodigy as a child and won the Western Australia Junior Chess Championship at the age of 10.
You know these chess prodigies, and you know this, Bobby Fischer was the same way. So much going on in the brain, it makes them nuts.
You don't say.
It just makes them nuts.
You know, I'm good at chess.
I can play the game. I don't, you want to challenge each other in a game of chess? I love chess.
Well, I don't think that would be all that exciting for our audience.
Oh, I'm not talking about on our own time.
Oh, on my own time?
Yeah.
I'm sure I got something I got to do. You know, I'm very busy. Very busy. I found that it's helpful to isolate myself to the greatest extent possible for my safety and the safety of others.
I agree.
During the auditions for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the producers immediately knew, casting people, they knew right away, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, those are our guys, mm-hmm. right there. But they originally auditioned for and were cast for opposite parts. Meaning Keanu auditioned and was cast to play Bill, and Alex Winter auditioned and was cast as Ted. Their parts were not switched until after they started.
Wow. Interesting.
Here's a bit of trivia for you.
All right.
When was the first time the Prime Directive was violated?
In Star Trek? In Star Wars? What? The Prime Directive?
Well, the Prime Directive is that a robot is never to harm a human.
Right, like in 2001, A Space Odyssey.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Stan.
Has it happened?
Yes. When do you suppose it happened?
In the 80s.
Close.
When?
1979. That's the first time a human being was killed by a robot.
Jeez.
It happened when an employee at the Ford plant in Michigan was hit in the head by a robot arm on the production line.
You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you've seen those things. They're swinging all around with the parts and stuff.
Yeah, and you're just a mere man, and you wander in the middle of that. They don't care.
Yeah, you're done. Ah, yeah.
You know, we love to bring you the latest scientific studies.
We do. We always have.
There's so much brain power put into these studies, and it's all for your benefit, so the least we can do is spread the news. According to a new study out of the very prestigious University of Zurich,
oh yeah, biggie,
in Switzerland, the key to being really happy is to give in to your impulses to do whatever you want without giving any regard to the consequences.
That's something I'm not familiar with.
That will make you as happy as can be.
Really? Is that true, Junior?
Hell yeah.
You know, I hear that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that carefree.
No.
Because I'm aware of consequences.
Yes. But I always think things through to their logical conclusion.
But so many people don't. Like the one-legged skydiver and grandma deciding to take a dip in the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, we did that thing on the grab bag about the one-legged skydiver. We got a bunch of texts about that. There's clubs, there's groups, there's veterans. They're all around the world. They even have a club of amputees that
Look,
go and do this.
I got all my limbs. I'm aware that skydiving is considered relatively safe. But why take the chance?
I know.
Now, I understand you get a thrill for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
It's like the pullout king over here.
Thrill for a couple of seconds.
And I just.
But the ramifications could last a lifetime.
Yes. And the investment that you have to put in
yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that you're trained and that you understand everything about how the chute works and the plane. And for a couple of minutes of going, wee. Woo!
Wee!
Okay, that's over. All right, got to make sure I prepare for a safe landing now.
Yeah.
This is actually a bit terrifying. All right, well, I've got to trust my training. And not a perfect landing, but I think I broke my leg. So, act completely on impulse.
Yes.
Disregard the consequences.
Right.
And you will be truly happy. Or you can read the Bible and learn the truth in a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, we also try to keep you up to date on major corporations releasing products that, as far as I'm aware, no one ever asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Budweiser is proudly releasing a new beer, part of the Budweiser family. They call it Budweiser Zero. It's only 50 calories.
Ooh.
And alcohol-free.
What?
So, basically, it's for people who would enjoy a non-alcoholic beer for the taste, but the taste thereafter is a super light, cheap beer.
There it is. In the silver can.
And I have a product that is zero calories and also alcohol-free called water I can sell you.
Yeah.
But then again, you buy that already.
And you can even get it with bubbles.
Oh. Dateline, right up the road. Murdoch, Florida. Right there in Port Charlotte.
Yeah.
The fire department in Murdoch had to put out a car that caught a blaze on Monday. And when they asked the driver how his car just so happened to become engulfed in flames, well, there wasn't a lot of guesswork. The driver immediately suspected it may have been the fact that he'd been driving with a lit scented candle in his car.
What?
Yeah. Odors.
Yeah. You got to get the odor out of here.
Convenience store was out of Christmas trees. What do you want?
Light a scented candle.
The candle flipped over and landed on some papers, which caught fire. The man panicked, pulled over, ran to a restaurant's garbage cans to fill them up with water and put out the fire. Mm. But by the time he got back, it was too late. The entire car was in flames. The car was a total loss. Fortunately, no one was injured, and the fire department wants us to remind you, you shouldn't drive around with lit candles in your car.
Yeah. His favorite scent, gardenia.
I thought it was ocean spring water.
Ocean spring water.
Yeah, something that doesn't exist in
yep,
nature.
Yep. Yep. Holly.
Not necessarily. There are parts of the ocean where a geyser can yeah. come up and fresh water can gather. And
sea breeze.
For Christ's sake.
Rose.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
Vermilion.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, can you go by the Yankee Candle store yeah. and pick me up a Vermilion candle? What? Yeah. What the hell is that? Don't worry about it.
Sandalwood.
Sage. You'll smell like a piece of furniture.
Remember when we had Esteban in mm-hmm. here and he was talking about it because he was the flamenco style guitar and his guitars were always sold on the home shopping club, mm-hmm. real hunks of junk. And he was on the air with us. He spent like 3 days here in the radio station and was telling us how he's coming out with his own Esteban cologne.
So you can smell like Esteban.
So you can smell like Esteban. And we're like, well, what's in it? And he said, a lot of sandalwood.
Bill. A 36-year-old woman named Andrea Roten and a 30-year-old gent named Jeremy Appleton decided it would be a great idea to break into a home in Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania, earlier this month to rob the place.
Jeez.
They thought the six people who lived in the home were at the airport, but oops, they were wrong.
Oh.
So when they found all these people were at home, rather than call off the robbery for a more opportune time, they decided to improvise and overcome. And they'd simply tie all the residents up as they robbed the place. But then they realized they hadn't planned for that contingency, and they didn't have a damn thing to tie them up with. What to do? Andrea said, "Hey, Jeremy, I got an idea. What could it possibly be, Andrea? Well, I'm wearing an over-the-shoulder boulder holder."
Yeah.
So she whipped it off and tried to tie up six people.
Yeah, it was a living bra.
At that time. Suffice it to say, the bra wasn't very effective. And a 17-year-old girl that Andrea tied up quickly escaped.
Oh, yeah, because she knows it moves to your every motion.
Well, I would think a 16-year-old boy could beat her time, but you're right. Unless it's one of those tricky ones in
yeah,
front.
Yeah, front loader.
Oh! The game is afoot now. The police arrived, and both geniuses were arrested on several charges. Real beauties.
Yeah, a couple of real beauties.
So, again, the fire department would like us to remind you to not drive around with lit candles yeah. in your car.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, July 29th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
There are pyramids in the Everglades.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. Shame!
Ah, damn. Well, they all six people were supposed to be at the airport. What to do?
Yeah. Don't
worry, Jeremy.
Shame!
You gotta wonder how big a gal that was.
Yep. No kidding.
Six people.
Yeah. Shame.
Shame!
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Al Beck, our new guy, coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. The talented, very loose-fatted Al Beck. He can't say that. Loose-fatted?
No, you're not supposed to
okay.
say that.
Okay, very sharp.
Build him up.
Big guy. Yeah. I heard he's a nerd. Yeah. That's what he's into all the gaming and stuff. And Star Wars and Star Trek.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if I ever meet him, he'll get pwned. Get good, noob.
Taking a look at the board. Nothing showing up in the last hour. That doesn't mean anything's not happening out there. Be careful, and you are up to date.
How long do you think Seattle in those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have the summer of love.
Now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
You guys know the t-shirt guns they have at NBA games? They blast t-shirts into the audience with these high-powered air guns. They brought them out at halftime, and the announcer got on the loudspeaker and said, "Who would like a free Chipotle burrito?" And then they blasted burritos into the stands with the air gun. If you were to ask me, hey, what's the worst thing you can think of to blast into 19,000 people, I wouldn't even think of burrito. That's like two things beyond what I would think of. I'd be like, beans, fill it with beans. That's messy. That's a bad idea. Salsa, that's a terrible thing to blast into an audience. But I wouldn't even think to put all the burrito contents in burrito form and blast that into the audience. And if you're in the audience, you want that burrito. But when you're sitting in the upper deck and there's a burrito spiraling towards you, that's a good moment. That's a happy, fun moment. But that moment can very quickly turn into, oh, the burrito is unraveling, and my whole section is about to be drenched by wet, hot burrito content.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hey!
Oh, hey, it's Tony D'Amico, everybody. He runs Cape Crepe and Chowder up on the Cape. Haven't heard from you in a while there, Tone. You're usually calling for something, Tony.
It's just...
What?
This is where the rubber meets the road,
all
okay?
Right, Tony. You know, we can always talk about this. I don't always agree with you, but...
Look, I don't want a bellyache, but you know, the COVID's going on. They've lowered capacity, and people, they don't know the mask, no mask. They're kind of scared to go out. So it's really hard to try to keep things going. And if this were normal times, I could probably overlook it.
Overlook what, Tony? What? Stop dancing around this.
And from day one... One of the first things, because I got a good read on people.
Yeah, you always have, Tony. What?
And from one of the first things I said to you when I met you, you remember you came out to the restaurant for a promotion back when I could afford to advertise.
I remember it very well, and the friendship started there.
And you remember why I said to you that day?
I do remember what you said, and for a while we took you up on it, and then I just couldn't stomach it anymore, but you've always said it. You guys pay for nothing.
You and Haiti, you come into my restaurant, you don't pay for nothing.
That's what you've always said, and you've held true to that. I pay for nothing in that place. Haney pays for nothing in that place. Never been an issue. Why are you calling now, and then all through this, what's going on?
Because I'm afraid I must insist that your producer pay from now on.
What are you talking about, our producer pay from now on?
I'm not one to tell tales out of school, Stan.
What are you saying?
The first time around with this junior character.
Yeah?
I fed him and fed him and fed him. But that was before the COVID.
What do you mean you fed him? And he was coming into your restaurant and eating?
Oh, yeah. And he's a big guy. So he buddied up with Big Tim and started filling his head with all this communist nonsense.
Yep.
But then you fired him and he stopped coming around.
Okay.
And I thought, well, you know, there's a blessing in disguise.
Right. Save you a few bucks, huh?
And then you hired him back and he comes in here like cock at a walk. I'm back, Tony.
He came. How recently has he been in your restaurant?
He was here today.
What?
And I hesitate to tell you the amount of food this effer ate.
What is he eating? Is he coming in every day to your restaurant?
He was here today at around 11:30. And, you know, I view him as part of your show, so I try to treat him like I would treat you.
I didn't green light any of this. You didn't have to. What did he say to you?
Well, he comes in, it's 11:30, and I've already flipped the grill for lunchtime, and he demands I make him breakfast.
Junior.
And he wants two Diablo omelets. A large stack of pancakes, and a baked potato.
What?
With sour creams and chives and, oh, you know how I like it, Tony.
He's almost like a regular coming in and just demanding you to cook up for him. Is that what you're saying?
And he don't even tip.
Are you kidding me?
And then I hear on your show today, he shows up with a banana in his mouth and eats everybody else's pizza.
Yep.
What the hell is wrong with him?
It was offered to me, Tony.
Hold it. Did you pay for your stuff over there? Did you pay? Tony, did he pay for it?
Stan, I didn't ask because I treat him like family, like I would treat you.
Yeah, he never brought it up.
But now that we've gotten into this, Timmy's wandering around mumbling to himself, Orange Man bad, Orange Man bad.
Ah! How much do I owe you, Tony?
Stan,
times are tough. It's a COVID world. Limited seating, masks, and he's going in there getting free meals from you and demanding all kinds of stuff, doesn't tip, and leaves, and then comes here and steals all the food. What do I owe you?
Stan, I hesitate. That's very kind of you to offer. How about this?
What?
Let's say we split it down the middle.
All right, we'll split it down the middle.
Because I'll eat half of it, And that way you're not overburdened. But and you know what? Let's just say the past month, okay?
The past he's been coming in for a month.
Oh, he's been coming in a lot longer than that.
Eating for free.
Before the general public even knew that you'd hired him back, he was right in front of the restaurant.
Oh, my God. What is it? Let's split it down the middle, Tony. I don't know what this is going
to
be.
And again, I don't want to charge you for everything the man's ever eaten, okay? Because that's my fault for serving him.
How much?
And by the way, he puts away a lot of beer, too. So let's split it down the middle. I'll say it'd be even about $850.
$850?
Now, Stan, that's just for the past month. Just July.
So I owe you $425.
No. The what? $825 is half.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.